A week solidarity Bricky team listener in great excitement here this morning as the week that was unveils a brilliant solution to the great problems facing our economy and the big issue keeping caring employers awake, keeping caring employers tossing and turning night after night. It's so simple really that it's a wonder caring employers themselves haven't come up with it. Let's paint the threatening background which inspired this brainwaver, and let's not be falsely modest. Inspired is the only word that can explain it. See, the problems have been highlighted by this economy-destroying, caring business-class relations legislation the socialists are attempting to stampede through Parliament, which has caring employers tossing and turning in their beds, or whoever's bed they're in, and would have the recently sadly deceased former caring business-class relations minister Peter Root the Workers turning in his grave. The True Blue Aussie Resources and Energy Employer Profits Association has been forced this week to spend lots of their hard-earned on expensive full-page ads explaining how wonderful they are, how they just love their lazy avaricious workers, achieved by caring employers and the lazy avaricious reaching mutual agreements. While the socialist legislation has no link to productivity or business success, undermines enterprise decisions of employers and employees, encourages strikes across multiple businesses, increases the power of union bosses at the expense of employees. See, union bosses, bad, bad bosses, unlike good resource bosses who care about their employees. And goodness me, strikes, strikes. And then a big red, no thanks. A return to 70s-style conflict will damage True Blue Aussie's economy and jobs. Work with us, not against us. See, common sense in our common interests, and infrastructure contractors expressed anger and dismay that the bill would risk billions of dollars of infrastructure. Universities demanded to be exempted from the legislation. That True Blue Aussie icon we all love, the big True Blue Aussie BHP for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, said multi-employer bargaining had no place in the mining industry. And that's just a sample of caring employer concerns. Clearly, there's one constant at the core of those concerns. Workers. Lazy, avaricious workers and evil unions. So therein lies the obvious solution, our brilliant, inspired idea. Get rid of workers altogether. That's that'll teach them. Caring employers' constant and biggest worry would vanish in one fell swoop. They can sleep peacefully at night again, which they'll need to because they'll be so exhausted after doing all that work, but content as the boardrooms and the caring employers do the work themselves. True Blue Aussie's filthiest rich, Gina, Twitty, throwing a shovel or a pick over their shoulder and getting down into the mine and extracting all that lovely profit. Well, they're described as miners, therefore they're just living up to their job description. So there we have it, and that'll teach the evil unions and the lazy avaricious they brainwash and the socialists who are puppets of the evil unions for so upsetting the filthiest rich of and threatening the delicate flower that is the economy. Caring employers can go about their business without any worry of unions and workers demanding crippling work practices like wages and rights, nights off and weekends off and expensive safety measures and superannuation and, oh, it goes on and on. What a relief to leave all that behind them. See, told you it was inspired. Can't believe how caring employers haven't thought of it before. Like the True Blue Aussie Developers and Construction Profits Association, which in an in-depth interview said abolishing the smash the evil unions jackboots con mission would destroy the planet faster than we could say CFMEU. Evil, evil CFMEU. And the government must not abolish it. But, the interviewer butted, abolishing the con mission was an election promise. Under duress from the evil unions, it is imperative for the good of all of us that the government break that promise. All reasonable True Blue Aussies who believe in the rule of law would understand that. Right, the week that was joined in. And of course, in the economic circumstances, the government must contemplate whether it should keep its promise to provide massive tax cuts for the filthiest rich of the filthy rich. That would be a betrayal of the true blue Aussie people. Governments can't just break promises as they see fit. An election promise is an election promise, and all reasonable true blue Aussies would never forgive them if they broke an election promise that is so important to the true blue Aussie economy. Admittedly, as she picks up the shovel and heads for the mine to do a day's work, Gina would be advised to wear something a little more appropriate than the outfit and jewellery she wore last week to the 2022 Executive of the Year Awards. Our invitation must have got held up in the mail, listener. Outfit and jewellery worth more than $1 million. Indeed, her pearl and sapphire necklace alone was estimated at $1 million, let alone everything else, including very expensive label bejewelled thongs. We assume they mean the ones on your feet. Anyway, perhaps swap them for some haute couture work clothes, expensive label hard hat milliner, for instance. When she gets back, of course, because Gina was last seen at Mar-a-Lago for former US of the UN of the US of the world big supremo Donald Trump or the pause, exciting I'm running again announcement. Gina having repeatedly expressed her great admiration for Donald. A small sacrifice, but she won't be able to private jet around the world when she has to get down to the mine every day and then load the trains and trucks and get them to the coast, but all worth it. Relieved that her worries with workers exploiting and taking advantage of her goodness are gone forever. And weekends and in their time off, they'll have to pop out and buy all the goods they manufacture or dig up, given those workers they're thankfully rid of won't be able to afford anything. Too late, though, for poor Deliver Poo. Forced to close its worker-friendly operation, and what thanks does it get? What sympathy does it get from the heartless union, which reckons it closed because it saw changes coming that would force it to pay its workers in other crippling conditions? Correction, it doesn't have any workers. Contractor-friendly operation. It's contractors on pushbikes, as if, when it's obvious, it has been crushed by the greed of those contractors. And the socialists want to stampede through a bill that will make life even more difficult for generous, caring employers with no employees like Deliver Poo. And the government also interfered where it has none of its business, as poor transnational tugboat operator spits on the workers, faces the recalcitrant evil union, which for 3 years has refused to accept spits on the workers' most reasonable offer to slash wages and conditions, which have such a negative impact on its bottom line. Forced to go on strike to lock out its money-grabbing workforce with the odd flow-on effect for the country. Yet again, this terrible evil union threat poor spits on the workers was ordered by the Fair Work True Blue Aussie No Longer Work Choices Just Looks Like It commission not to lock out its workforce. The commission's gone mad. Given things could get worse for poor spits on the workers, if the socialists succeed in getting this anti-True Blue Aussie bill through, imagine the frustration and anger in the company's Copenhagen boardroom at all this injustice. Back to Gina at Donald's place, as Donald told the panting masses, "I am your voice, the greatest voice ever, ever." Not a task he pointed out for politicians. I wonder if he saw the ironic contradiction in that. But anyway, he keeps turning up at his MAGA cap. Make America great again. Isn't that the slogan with which he flooded the US of 6 years ago? What happened during those 4 years he had to make America great again? Oh, obviously the current big supremo Joe Biden capital has made America not great again. Undone the good work of the greatest Make America Great Again ever, ever. That, of course, is as long as America and the planet survive to be made great again as COP27 winds up to reassemble again at COP28. Given they've had 26 previous attempts to find solutions to that which they're addressing, then at the rate of amelioration, they'll be having the same conversation at COP57. Except life on Earth probably won't get there, with the fossils dominating the discussions and reasserting their commitment to keep fossils fossiling while addressing the problems of fossils fossiling. Which, when we think about it, is True Blue Aussie's policy for reducing pollution as well. Why let not making a super-duper obscene windfall profit come between the boardrooms and the end of the planet? The fossils will die very rich people. On which that misnomer Vic Forrest's, misnomer because we'd assume a state body called Vic Forrest's role is to protect our forests, but no, its role is to chainsaw them while providing massive subsidies to the chainsaws. On which a couple of weeks that was ago, the Supreme Court found in a case brought by a couple of interfering anti-progress, goody-goody, long-haired commie environment groups, that Vic Forrest had failed to observe the law protecting endangered possums and was ordered to cease chainsawing pending a further hearing. The guardian of our forest said it was disappointed with Her Honor's ruling and would consider its options. Well, this week, a quote, right-leading think tank called Blueprint Institute reported that ending native forest logging in the Central Highlands would generate an extra $60 million in benefits, while the state government now spends $200 million to support the chainsaws. The thing that really baffles us, the report reports, is that for a long period of time, it's been a completely loss-making, government-subsidized industry that can't compete against plantation forests. Oh, and they said the economic advantages of not chainsawing applies to all native forests. How dare a right-leaning mob threaten the $200 million-plus public subsidy to the chainsaws? After all, given that COP27 repeats the previous 26, we may as well chop them down because there'll be no one around long enough to enjoy them. Brickbats and a bit of advice to Extinction Rebellion activists in His Most Gracious Majesty's home country, after one of them threw four eggs at His Majesty and our Queen Camilla as they visited York as part of their onerous working life of kinging and queening. Brickbats cause he missed. So finally, that's our bit of advice. Extinction Rebellion, start introducing throwing practice. Good morning.